The best healthcare is there in ways big and small. There when we most and least expect it. We may not see it, but we feel it. It lets us know we're not in this alone. Everyone deserves a healthcare partner who never quits. One who's there for what matters. United Healthcare. There for what matters.
Now look, you got to help me with this whole situation because we got this boy over here. He is in his
senioritis.
And he not turning in his homework. He talking bad. Made me come up outside myself today. I cussed him. I ain't cussed my children. And girl, I don't know how long I cussed him in front of other children. Everybody in the house was scared.
Girl, he had to go get the ward on him.
Cuss you or choke you. I'm going to cuss you because then the social worker won't come. But he's not turning in his assignments. So every Friday we check the grades. Last night, he ain't give us his Chromebook. I'm like, I need your Chromebook so I can check your grades. So he gives me his Chromebook. He got a D and an F. Oh, they just haven't graded the assignments in two classes. Neither one of the teachers. Let me check in with the teachers. Teachers say, yep, we graded it. He made an F. And when I asked him if he would like to do a retake, he told me no. Tina, this is the problem. We got scholarship applications out there. We got colleges that we've applied to. He can't be making no D's and F's.
He needs to know. They're going to go back and look at that again. They're going to pull another transcript at the end. See, it ain't like you the one and done. And, you know, and I think that it must be, I had already committed to a school, or I got a scholarship to a school. I'm going here. I'm done. So, but they're going to go back. And that's where you got to go and say, hey, you know what? They're going to go back. You got it on your merits. They're going to go back and check your merits. Because if you dropped out of school, you know, got hooked on drugs or been in rehab, went to jail, they're going to go back and pull another record just to make sure you still the same person that you were in September. And I think that I also experienced that as a senior mom of a son with a scholarship to play football. And I'm like, he was like, he thought after he told him what school he was going to, school was over. I said, dude, school is not over. You still got work to turn in. You still got to go to class. You still have to be in attendance. All of that is contingent for your graduation, prom, and all this other stuff that you plan on doing. And he was definitely he just checked out. He checked out in like October. And I was like, dude, you're going to have to get it together.
So I see that slide. Mm-hmm. And now that you say something, it probably started right around October. So where they get the initial acceptance, they get the initial scholarship money, haven't thought about the fact that these people are going to come back again and pull them transcripts. But how do you keep them motivated? Because you've dealt with this. You had a son who was a senior. He's a college graduate, doing well, you know, making you proud. I need to get there, and I'm not there yet.
Yeah, so let me tell you, I probably did the worst thing because lo and behold, I got laid off of my job like right in the middle of his senior year. So I'm looking for a job. So the job I got was in another state. So I left and I moved to Texas.
In his senior year?
I left and moved to Texas January of his senior, right before prom, graduation, everything. So I was commuting back and forth. Mm-hmm. So when I got there, I literally left my senior son in a house by himself to fend for himself.
We'll get back to the podcast in a minute. But first, you know the look, that look of surprise and delight, that look on their face when you give them a holiday gift that was completely unexpected and yet just right. This year, I'm shaking up things. I'm giving Minnesota Lottery scratch games to friends and coworkers. There are four festive games to make the season bright. I promise you, seasonal scratch games will be a big hit at your office parties and gift exchanges. It's a new way to show your holiday appreciation to those special folks who've helped you out all year long. Best of all, Minnesota Lottery scratch games are quick and easy to buy during the busy time of year. So shake things up. You'll love the look they'll give you, and they'll love to play. MinnesotaLottery.imn. Must be 18 or older to play.
You started your business with an idea and a plan for the future. A plan that got you off to a great start. But now you see new opportunities as well as new challenges. Work with a banker who understands your business goals and knows how to help you reach them. Work with Bremer Bank, because understanding is everything. Put us to work for you today at bremer.com.
At General Mills, our table is your table. And we believe racial equity, diversity, and inclusion are key ingredients for our success. Learn more about our work to inspire change at generalmills.com/racial equity.
To do for yourself. And I said, you know what? This is real world. This is what's called. I taught him. I pretty much said.
You had already planted all the seeds.
So when, and I would just be going online, I'd be like, did you train in that work? Did you this? Do you that? You know, you need to do this. So I was harassing him so much that he was like, I'm just going to go and do this. He did it halfway. And he lost money. He lost money up in his scholarship because of it. But he did it halfway, but he did it. But you know what? I had to kind of teach him, this is real world. I'm not giving you no money. I think I gave him like $30 or maybe $30, $40 for the week.
Yeah.
And no, I said, this is for lunch, your gas for your car. Yeah. I said, you figure it out. I said, I need to see how you're going to make it in your, you know, when you go off to California to college. He was looking at me like, what? I said, this is a test.
Woo! Put it back on him.
Girl, I put it back on him.
Because anybody else would have took that and said, you know, I feel so guilty. Let me give him everything and overcompensate because I'm not going to be home. Do you see what I'm saying? I took him.
I said, you got a house to take care of. I said, I'm going to be gone. I said, I'm going to be back on Friday. Can leave on Sundays or Mondays sometime. And this was, you know, about 2 months before college, before school was out. And he was over there. He, and you know what? It actually gave him a responsibility to say, you know what? I'm going to show her. Because, ooh, you know, the incentive was, when you go off to school, you know, I'm going to give you this kind of stipend. I'm going to give you this. So yeah. I had all kind of other stuff that I would give him if he showed me how successful he could be these last 2 months of school.
Okay.
And then I think the ultimate was he wanted to prove, and he wanted that money when you go off to school so that he can do what he needed to do, because that was going to be his money for whatever he wanted to do it with. And it rings successful, you know, in that sense. But, you know, everybody's a little different. So the motivation is, hey, You know, think about if you go to college, you know, you're going to be getting $100 a week from your parents just because, or you're going to be getting, the incentive was, I want that, you know, the extra money, because scholarship money can only go so far.
Yeah.
You know, now it's a little different now with UIL and things like that, you know, they can go and, you know, get money from, you know, sponsors now, but back then, you know, it was like, who gets $400 a month to go do whatever you want to do?
Nobody.
See, and you get your car, and you get, you know, you got all this other stuff going on for you. You know, apartment rent paid for, this, that, whatever, dorms, all that's taken care of, and you get to go do this. So it was kind of an incentive, but also it was like I didn't know how else to motivate them.
Yeah, I'm using threats of violence.
That's just gonna make him want to get up out of there quicker, faster, and sooner. Yeah.
But you know what? I told him, because he got into St. Cloud State University, which is a couple hours away from the house. I thought he would go to a warmer place because he, you know, doesn't like the winters in Minnesota because it's just so brutal. But he decided to go to St. Cloud State, which is a couple hours away, which lets me know that he still wants to be close enough, you know, to have some support. But, you know, what I'm going to do, and let me know what you think about this, is this summer, when he graduates from high school, go get him a little, garage apartment or a studio across the street from the college. There's a young man who owns a restaurant there, and he can go and work and wait tables, and he can get himself set up and situated. And so when school starts, he's already got his part-time job. He's already got his place.
Yeah, he ahead of the game.
Yeah.
He ahead of the students.
Do you think that that would be do you think that's a good idea or a bad idea?
That's a good idea, because I'm going to tell you, child number two, they graduated 2 weeks later, was already off to college. Didn't come to summer, didn't do anything, went and established. Yeah. And the best thing was that had already had a footing in the door. Yes. On with everything, kind of knew how things was working, was able. Yeah. To do a summer program over. Yeah. The summer. So it gave a upper hand in the sense that, and some independence. So when everybody else just getting there to go into school, she already knew where to go. Yeah. This, that, you know, had established, you know, a lot of different just routines and things like that.
Okay.
So.
Okay, good. Because that's exactly what I was thinking, Tina. I was thinking, you know, because if he gets there with everybody else, the campus is full of people. He got to figure out where the classes are. He got to figure out where he's going to live. He got to figure out, you know, it's just a lot going on at one time. Mm-hmm. And then you got to go to school. If he can get that 3 months ahead of everybody, get himself situated in his little place, have his little, you know, routine together, get him a little piece of job, then when school actually starts, all he's got to worry about is classes. And at that point, he'll know where everything is versus, you know, if he stay with us for the summer, what are you gonna do? Get on my nerves?
Get on your nerves?
Get on his nerves in the way. You know, he gone over there and start being a man.
Yeah, go ahead, kick him out. Kick him out. Let him go on and start his life. You know, his college life now, because you ain't doing nothing but prolonging them 2 weeks. And I'm gonna tell you, I done had two cousins between the time they got out of high school and by the time school started, they was already pregnant. So boom,
Set them on. Ain't nothing waiting but trouble. But before we get up out of here, we got to wish you a happy birthday, girl. Woo! You went down to Mexico and now it's just Mex, because you took Nicole back with you to Texas, girl. I always thought I wanted to go on vacation with you, but I lied. Girl, y'all went down there and told Mexico a whole new ass.
I tell you.
Y'all ain't even set up for that.
Yo, girl, I tell you, you know what they say, you know, work hard, you know, play harder. Shoot, that's what I went specifically for that. Specifically for that area to do that, because I definitely wanted to have a good time. And you know, I told a co off of there and took
it
home with.
It's just Mexican.
Yes, I text it. But it was good. It was good. You know, because I'm just so thankful though. You know, this has been one of those years, as many other years, as we've seen through the years, that you know, I've seen a lot of my classmates, a lot of people that I know. That just not here. They not here. They were here last year wishing me a happy birthday on Facebook, and they're gone. They were here, you know, at a party or something that I've done in the last year, and now next time I do that same event, they're gone. And you know what? I just kind of said, I'm just going to live life to the fullest. And you know what? Hey, no regrets. When my time comes, you know what? They gonna say, boy, she lived her life. She lived life to the fullest. And that's kind of how I live life, because, you know, these days, as we get older, they are so, well, you know, we're seeing some stuff we unprecedented that we've never thought we would see.
Tell me this. When did you make that decision? Because that hasn't always been the case. When did you decide? Was there a moment? Was there a pivot point? Was there something that happened where you say, you know what? Not anymore. I'm gonna live it. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna breathe it. I'm gonna make it happen.
When I turned 48, my mom only lived to be 48 years old. And that was kind of, I lived my whole life wondering, was I gonna make it to 48? Mm. And when I turned 48 years old, and though I turned 48, and my cousin who was there with me did not make it to 48. Mm. You know, she passed away on her 40, right after her 48th birthday, you know, similarly to my mom with the same condition. I said, you know what? I made it to 48. So I call that everything else was extra time, because the time I thought 48 was probably going to be my lifespan. Mm-hmm. And everything after that, it was God's giving me some grace and some extra time. And I lived that time like, hey, how many years it'll make it over 48. And you know, it's kind of morbid, or maybe it's even like, you know, crazy to think that, but you know, just being thankful. And I'm thankful every year, every month, that I'm still here. That's what the pivotal point was. This is borrowed time I'm on right now.
Girl, what a blessing. That's a testimony right there. I'm just so glad that you shared that, because that's gonna free somebody up. Somebody want to live. Somebody want to do something different. Yeah. Somebody want to breathe, and they say it. And you just stepped out on faith and did it.
Yeah, I did it. And you know what? It ain't always easy. Sometimes I got to work a lot harder. I even had my computer there because, you know, I got my own business. So I'm over here trying to juggle my business and party. So not only did I party, I worked 3 days.
How long was the trip? Because it seemed like y'all was in Mexico like all damn month.
Yeah, we were there for about 8 days. We were there for 8 days. And I mean, got there early in the morning on day one, and we didn't leave until after 7-8 o'clock on day eight. So we was partying. Look, we popping champagne at the last bottle at the airport. On our way out the door, way to the plane.
I promise you, I always thought I wanted to travel with y'all. I lied, baby, because I am not, my blood pressure ain't even ready for that. Girl, I got to go to take a nap just to look at the pictures and video that y'all took, baby. Y'all had too much fun.
I mean, we found so many fun activities to do. And some of it was just sitting around enjoying. You know, we ain't trying to go skydiving. Now, I did go parasailing. But I'm telling you, a lot of that stuff, I ain't trying to do that no more. You know, all that old excursions and doing this and
climbing the rocks and shit. That's how the white people be falling and busting their whole face open and end up in the Mexican emergency room.
It's real, girl.
Bad drugs.
Girl, no. I went over there, but they got some good drugs over there. You know, the pharmacia is the best place to be.
Girl,
if they everything you can't get here, you can go get over there without a prescription. So you know.
Girl, wait, did you see anybody having their little surgeries? You know, they be going to Mexico to have them lifts and tucks and teeth.
No, but you can go over there and buy Ozempic and Rybelsus for damn near half the price. I don't even know if they can keep that on the shelf. I even saw people in the airport that went there specifically just to go buy the drug, because the drug is hard to get, I guess, here in the
US. Yeah, it is. Yeah, they're not giving prescriptions out like they used to.
Girl, you don't need no prescription. You walk in there, first thing the lady say, she see a heavyset black woman or a nice-sized black woman or even a nice black, you know, a nice fine black one. You want some Rybelsus? You want some Ozempic? Look, we got every pharmacy. And they give you a free bag too.
Girl, they know what we coming for, baby. We is
girl,
not
they got every drug, you know, antibiotics and retin-A. Yeah, girl, that's what I say. Lord, I say, we don't know them those test pills they taking. You never know what you may be getting.
But ain't anyway. No telling what they getting. Oh my God, girl, I love you. Happy belated birthday.
Thank you so much. Thank you, girl.
All right. And thank y'all for hanging out with us. We'll see y'all next time.
See you, Shaletta.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
It's not just another day in your life. Things are changing for the better. At Comcast, we see those changes and we're thinking about how we use technology today to live, work, learn, and play. And we're building for the future now, so we're better prepared for the wants and needs of tomorrow. That's why Comcast is rolling out multi-gig internet speeds to more than 50 million homes and businesses before the end of 2025, making our already industry-leading network even faster, smarter, greener, and more reliable. Over the decades, Comcast has been your partner, working hard to serve your community, and will continue to be your partner. We're expanding our gigabits, so you can enjoy the tiny bits that matter most.
When I walked across that stage at my high school graduation, I was excited, but confused about my next step. Then I walked through the doors at Doherty Family College. Doherty Family College is part of the University of St. Thomas. It's a two-year college that lets you earn an associate's degree and puts you on the path to your bachelor's degree. Classes are small, so I have a personal relationship with professors committed to my success. Like the name says, they treat us like family. They call us scholars because they believe we could do anything we put our minds to. They set us up for excellence with free tutoring, and that's not the only thing that's free. Laptops, books, even breakfast and lunch, and bus fare. That's part of the package here at Doherty Family College. It's even free to apply. So do like I did. Go to dfc.stthomas.edu and set up a tour. We'd be excited to welcome you to our family here at Doherty Family College.
Metro Transit is hiring. Right now, Metro Transit is looking for mechanics and technicians. These workers do the important work of diagnosing, repairing, and performing preventative maintenance on Metro Transit buses, light rail, commuter trains, and other vehicles. Metro Transit is hiring for maintenance of the way technicians for tracks and railway systems. Starting pay ranges from $29.72 to up to $41 an hour. If you're looking for a secure job that offers a great salary, competitive benefits, and a pension, look no further than Metro Transit. Right now, there's even a $4,000 hiring bonus for these positions. Sweet! Find out more at metrotransit.org/mechanic-hiring. That's metrotransit.org/mechanic-hiring. Keep your community on the move with a new career with Metro Transit.
In today's competitive market, investing in your team is key. Delta Dental of Minnesota offers coverage for your small business from 2 to 100 employees. Unleash the power of smile for your team. Visit deltadentalmn.org/small business.
If you or someone you love is at higher risk and tests positive for COVID-19, there are some antiviral medications that can really help. These are prescribed pills that you take by mouth. These antiviral medications can benefit people who are older or have chronic underlying health conditions. Starting these medications as soon as you are diagnosed can help prevent your case of COVID-19 from becoming severe. You're less likely to be hospitalized or even die from COVID-19 when you're on the antiviral medication. So consult with your trusted healthcare provider right away if you test positive to see if these antiviral medications are right for you. And remember, it's better to prevent COVID-19 than to treat it once it hits. That's why it's recommended that all Minnesotans over 6 months of age get the updated COVID-19 vaccine.
You know Shaletta makes you laugh, but did you know Shaletta Brundage can also make you think and boost your business? Media personality, activist, and comedian Shaletta Brundage founded Shaletta Makes Me Laugh to celebrate and share the best of Black culture. It's a podcasting platform. You can download 10 weekly podcasts hosted by African-American subject experts at ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com or wherever you find your favorite podcasts. ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com is also a production house creating broadcast quality commercial content. And Shaletta and her team of storytellers create powerful promotional campaigns to get businesses the brand awareness they're looking for. Some of Minnesota's top businesses trust Shaletta, and you can too. Get out the word about your events and products and get in front of communities of color with ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. She's got the power to help your business.
Are you a woman known as a good listener? Do you have skills in de-escalating situations? Are you what they call a people person? Then the Minneapolis Police Department would like to meet you. Now in a rebuilding phase, the Minneapolis Police Department is recruiting more women to wear the badge. The department offers career options for women with a high school diploma or GED. There are also opportunities for women with 2 and 4-year degrees who are ready to apply their skills in new ways. Police work makes a great second career for social workers, teachers, nurses. Women in their 30s and 40s are welcome to apply. There's no age cap. You'll be paid while you train and mentored by veteran women officers invested in your success. Minneapolis also welcomes current police officers to join the state's largest department. Make a difference on the streets, working in your community, in a career with competitive salaries and generous benefits. Go to MinneapolisMN.gov and search police jobs to find out more.
We all need to think about our mental well-being.
We're here for you.
We need to be checking in on each other for support. Have you checked on your people lately?
You're not alone.
Our mental health is part of our total well-being. We're worthy of joy and self-care.
We're a community.
Because when we see mental health, we see a community that cares. www.cmentalhealth.org